大家低头闭目。
Please close your eyes and.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you.
让我们能够在安息日调转脚步来到你面前。
You have allowed us to turn our steps so that we can come forth on the Sabbath day.
让我们能够放下世上的重担来敬拜你。
We can leave all our burdens in the world behind so that we can come and worship you.
因为主啊，今天是你祝福的日子。
Because, O Lord, today is the day you blessed.
你应许我们，凡是用心灵跟诚实拜你的，你要让我们承驾地的高处跟雅各的产业。
Because you have promised us that as long as we pray with all sincerity, you will give us the inheritance of Jacob.
那是天上跟地上的福气。
It is a blessing of the heaven and on the earth.
主啊，你告诉我们今天是安息的日子。
You have told us that today is your Sabbath holy day.
因为你顾念我们不过是尘土所造的。
You remember us that we are only made of mere dust.
我们不是机器，没有办法一天到晚在做工。
We are not made of machines and we cannot work all day.
所以让我们心灵身体能够在今天得到休息。
And therefore, on this day, we're able to gain rest on our physical and emotional.
主啊，我们在这个安息的日子，可以到你面前来得宝座。
So on this holy day, we are able to come forth to your holy seating.
因为你的话语就是我们的粮食。
Because your words are our food.
因为我们知道人活着不是单靠食物。
Because we know that we do not rely only on bread.
乃是靠你口中所出的一切话。
By the words that come forth.
主啊，你也告诉我们今天是圣日。
And you have told us that today is holy.
提醒我们每天要过着圣洁的日子。
We must sanctify every day that we live.
主啊，如果我们在过去的一个礼拜当中有得罪你的地方。
If we have transgressed against you in the last week.
请你赦免我们。
Please forgive us.
主，我们谢谢你，自从你给我们救恩之后，你的宝血。你洗罪的泉源都跟着我们。
Ever since you have died for us and you have shed your blood, then your mercy has been with us.
主啊，只要我们不故意犯罪能够遵守你的诫命，你告诉我们一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们。
And you have told us as long as we do not transgress against you, then mercy and your love will follow us all our days of our lives.
主耶稣啊，我们谢谢你今天美好的日子。
Oh Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day.
我们要纪念你创造的恩典。
We must remember the love of your creation.
宇宙这么广，唯有地球是你给我们居住的。
The universe is so vast, but only the earth was given to us to live.
你创造阳光、空气、雨水，让我们得享其中的福气。
You have created the sun, the air, and water so that we can enjoy living within.
主啊，在今天你也让我们纪念你救赎的恩典。
Today we also remember the love of your, the mercy of your salvation.
谢谢你2000年前为我们的罪来到人间。
We thank you for saving us 2,000 years ago.
让凡相信你的人今生无忧，来世无虑。
You came to this world so that all who came to believe you have no worry in this world.
主，我们也谢谢你这几天我们在这边能够举开高中神训班。
And we thank you so that in the past few days we've been having a high school theological seminar.
我们谢谢你感动一些同龄从各个教会来到这里一起聚集。能够来学习，来敬拜你。
We thank you that all there are brothers and sisters who have traveled very far to come forth to you.
我们也谢谢你，我们纽约教会弟兄姐妹凭爱心来照顾我们。
We also thank you so that the brothers and sisters from Queen's Church can take care of us.
我们也祈求你能够祝福今天安息日的聚会。
And we also pray to you so that you can bless today's service.
能够开讲道人的口，开每一个人的心。
Please open the mouth of our speakers and open all the hearts of our members.
所以每一个每一句话，你的话语能够像种子栽种在我们的心里面。
So that every single word we speak can be like a seed planted within our hearts.
将来我们可以长大，可以结果。
One day the seed will grow and bear fruit.
主啊，我们恭恭敬敬的把今天早上的聚会交托在你的手中。
Lord, we give this prayer sincerely unto your hand.
愿你从头祝福我们的聚会到尾吧。
Please. Bless our service from beginning to end.
我们这样祷告，愿一切尊贵、颂赞、荣耀归你的圣名。
In this way, we pray, may all the glory and honor be unto your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们愿主耶稣的恩典常常跟弟兄姐妹同在。
May the blessing of the Lord be always be with you, brothers and sisters.
我们请来看圣经传道书二章第三节。
Let us look at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 3.
传道书二章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 3.
好，我们可以把红线夹在传道书。
Put a bookmark here.
传道书的二章第三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 3.
二章三节，我心里查究如何用酒使我肉体舒畅，我心却能以智慧引领我，又如何持住愚昧，等我看明世人，在天下一生当行何事为美。请读。
Verse 3, I try cheering myself with wine and embracing folly. My mind still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was worthwhile for man to do under heaven during the few days of their lives.
我们圣经的道理分两部分。
There are two parts of the truth in the Bible.
一个是日光之上的道理。
One part is the truth that is under the sun.
那有关于我们怎么进天国，怎么得永生。
It is related to how we can enter into heaven and gain eternal life.
另外一种道理是日光之下的道理。
On the other aspect is the truth that is under the sun.
神指导我们怎么样在人生过着更喜乐更幸福的生活。
God has instructed us so that we can live a happy life.
所罗门王是一个很有智慧的君王。
King Solomon was a great king with a lot of wisdom.
在他之前没有一个人像他这么有智慧的。
Before him, no one had wisdom like him.
第三节谈到他用各样的方法要来了解呢，看明这个世人呢，在一生当中要做什么事情才是美的。
So here in verse 3, he says that he tried all his life to find out what is great for men to do under the few days of their life.
所以在传道书里面呢，他谈到几点我们这一辈子可以做是好的，是美的。
So in Ecclesiastes, he pointed out a few things that we can do in our life that are good to us.
所以我们呢就用这一节我们来谈一谈我们人生当行何事为美。
So from this verse, let us talk about what are the things that we shall do in our lives that are great.
我们从所罗门来得智慧。
Let us gain wisdom from Solomon.
从圣经来得人生的一个方向。
Let's gain our direction of life from the Bible.
第一所罗门提到说，其实人生有一件美事就是你可以健康的吃喝这是为美为善的事情。
The first thing that King Solomon pointed out was that a great thing that you can do in your life is to eat and drink.
那我们看传道书的第五章十八节十九节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书的第五章十八节十九节。
Chapter 5, verse 18 and 19.
传道书五章十八节十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 18 and 19.
我所见为善为美的，就是人在神赐他一生的日子吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处，因为这是他的份。十九节。
19.
神赐人资财丰富，使他能以吃用，能取自己的份。这是他劳碌中喜乐，这乃是神的恩赐。请读。
18. Then I realized that it is good and proper for man to eat and drink, and to find satisfaction in his toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given him, for this is his lot. 19. Moreover, when God gives any man wealth and possession, and it enables him to enjoy them, to accept his lot and be happy in his work, this is a gift of God.
这边所罗门说一件为善为美的事就是我们可以享受我们劳碌当中应该得的份。
So here King Solomon is saying that what is good and proper for a man to do is to eat and drink his lot in his life.
就是神赐我们资财丰富呢，我们可以吃用自己的一个所赚到的这样子。
And so when God gives us a wealth and possessions, then we're able to feed and drink and eat from ourselves.
其实跟非洲人比较起来，我们应该算资财丰富了。
If we compare ourselves to those who are living in Africa, maybe we are very wealthy.
所以我们能够健康的吃喝，这是美事，这是善的。
So if we can eat and drink healthily, then it's great and proper.
小弟记得我们小时候其实没有太多东西可以吃。
I remember when I was little, we are very lacking in things to eat.
当时大家都比较穷。
In the past, people lived a very simple life.
所以有时候啊，这个吃饭配酱油也可以吃一餐这样子。
Often we would feed ourselves with a bowl of rice with soy sauce.
那个时候最高兴的就是家里有客人来。
And we're always most happy when there's guests coming over.
因为客人来，妈妈就会那个家里就会杀鸡呀。
Because if we have guests, then this household will kill their chicken.
然后呢，又买一瓶黑松沙士。
And then we'll buy a soda.
所以大家都很高兴，因为有好吃的可以吃。
And this will be our happiest moment because we will be able to eat and drink.
那个小时候我们在写作文，谈到妈妈怎么爱我们呢？
And when we were little, if we have to write essays about how our mother loves us.
当时记得所写就是妈妈哈，家里每一个人一个荷包蛋，妈妈把那个她的蛋偷偷塞到我们的便当，这个就是妈妈的爱了。
And we would write about how when we eat, we would each get an egg. But mom's love is when she secretly gives her egg to us and put it in our lunchbox.
因为当时啊，觉得荷包蛋是就很享受很。很好的东西了。
Because at that time, even a pan-fried egg was a great luxury.
那我们活在这个时代啊，它是一个相当丰盛的时代。
And now we live in a great luxury.
我觉得我们来到美国哈，真的吃的东西好多。
Especially in the United States, there's so much food that we can eat.
你可以吃越南面、泰国餐、日本料理。
You can eat Vietnamese, Thai food, Japanese food.
好像各种人种都有他们特色的食物。
There's different ethnicity, there's different ethnic, different kinds of food from.
我记得我们小时候真的好像只有黑松沙士跟什么，黑松沙士跟汽水，大概就只有这样而已啊，喝的啦哦。
When we were little, there was only root beer and a kind of soda.
现在好像什么都有哈。
And now there's plenty of different.
真的很难想象，你到超市去啊，什么芦荟水，什么王百吉。
So it's hard to imagine.
王老吉。
When you go to a Chinese supermarket, you'll see herbal teas and aloe vera juices.
那个老美喝的也很多啊，光你到麦当劳要喝咖啡就有什么拿铁，有这个摩卡，有这个冰咖啡啊，什么都有了。
Even if you go to McDonald's, you have all different choices. Even if you just want coffee, there's mocha, there's latte, there's iced coffee.
可是我们看看我们很多弟兄姐妹的生活。
If you look at the lives that our brothers and sisters.
我们有时候为了赚钱，我们忘了好好的吃，好好的喝。
Sometimes when in order to make money, sometimes they forget to eat properly and drink properly.
有时候我们觉得哦，好像很多人赚钱什么都可以牺牲这样子，为了钱什么都可以牺牲。
It all almost seems like for some people, in order to make money, they can sacrifice everything.
你看有些家庭为了赚钱可以牺牲婚姻。
You can see that some family, in order to make money, they'll sacrifice their marriage.
有的为了赚钱可以牺牲孩子。
In order to make money, they may sacrifice.
有的为了赚钱可以牺牲信仰。
Some people they may sacrifice their faith.
有的为了赚钱可以牺牲身体的健康。
Some people sacrifice their health.
我的为了赚钱哦，每天就是做这个做那个，车衣啦，这个做什么的，一旦忙到真的是吃饭的时间都没有，胃都坏掉了。
A lot of people in order to make money they'll do everything and anything, and sometimes they'll forget to eat and they'll harm their stomach.
真的我没有时间休息。
Because they don't have time to rest.
我们把生命就投资在这个赚的过程当中。
And they've invested their entire life into making money.
有时候我们觉得我们中国人真的是比较辛苦一点哦，很多中国人很辛苦了。
Sometimes I feel like a lot of Chinese people we work harder and we.
有时候我小弟到海外去看一些同龄啊，移民到海外去，到南非啦，到阿根廷啦，到其他的国家去做工。
Sometimes I go abroad to different.Places to visit the churches like South Africa and Argentina.
我看到赚钱好像只有两个目的耶。
And I see that there's only two purposes for them to make money.
第一个就是能够回家盖大楼养蚊子。
Their only purpose of one purpose is so that they can go back home and build a big house.
因为大家都回家光宗耀祖，所以我们要回家盖比人家更高更大的。
They want to go back to their hometown and then build a bigger house to compare with other people.
第二个就赚钱要留给孩子。
And the second purpose is so that they can make a lot of money so that they can give it to
their children. 要牺牲下一代完成牺牲这一代完成下一代。
They will sacrifice themselves with their children.
所以我们发现到大家有的人在国外都住得很简单。
And so I can notice that a lot of members they live very simple lives in foreign countries.
简单是好，但是有时候真的太简单。
not saying simple is bad, but sometimes it's too simple.
啊，有时候他们住在超市的一个楼上或是地下室。
Sometimes they'll just live above a supermarket or underneath in the basement.
啊，有时候真的光线、空气什么都不好。
Sometimes I consider that their air ventilation or their temperature is not great.
啊，其实不是没有能力住更好的。
It is not that they cannot afford to live better.
啊，是为了两个目的，所以可以牺牲自己，甚至牺牲自己的身体了。
But for the two purposes that we mentioned before, they sacrifice everything.
啊，但是这样讲说，真的人生为善为美的，就是呢，人可以在神赐他一生的日子吃跟喝了哦。
However, from the verse that we just read, you can see that what is considered good and proper is for man to eat and drink.
啊，这是神给我们的恩赐，这是我们劳碌应该得的一个份啊。
Because this is your law that you have gained for all your toilsome work.
啊，所以我也是建议弟兄姐妹能够啊，来这个享受神的这个恩赐啊。
Therefore, I really urge brothers and sisters to enjoy this pleasure that God has given you.
嗯，小弟现在年纪比较大一点，发觉到什么东西越来越好吃呢
？I myself, when I now that I have aged a little bit more, I feel like everything I eat is so tastes so much better.
那年轻哦，不是很在乎吃喝哈、哦，那个吃哦，五分钟就可以解决，管他吃跟喝，就是。管他什么吃什么喝什么，就是填到肚子里面就好了。
When I was younger, I didn't really care about what I eat. I'll just eat. Within 5 minutes, I'll eat whatever I can.
哎，但是发现到，哎，现在什么东西真的好吃哎。
Recently, I started feeling that some things that I eat, they really taste
good. 所以有点觉得越老哦，进食越来越困难这样子。
So I feel like nowadays it's harder for me to fast and pray.
啊，最近呢、啊、比较有机会啊，想说。跟老婆这么辛苦，已经大家都这么老了，这个钱留给孩子做什么？所以呢，现在比较常常带老婆出去吃这样子。
So recently, I start feeling like, oh, what's the purpose of leaving all the money to my children? So I start taking my wife out to eat.
啊，其实我妈妈常跟我说，哈，吃不用省，因为吃根本就花不了太多钱。
Now, I remember my mom used to always tell me, do not save on food because it doesn't cost that much.
啊，自从我开始有点上管子之后，我才会知道说，其实很多人哦，都不像我们这么省嘞。
So once I started dining out a lot, I found out that a lot of people are not as frugal as us.
我看到很多人，也许他们是 live check by check, 但是他们很懂得享受，真的。
Some people they may be living check by check, but then they really know how to enjoy life.
我觉得这个就是生活啊，他们不要过分嘛，这个就是神的祝福啊。
Even and then I see that this is life and this is what God has given us.
其实哦，有的人其实真的能够吃喝拉撒睡，这真的是神的福气啦。
So to be able to eat and drink it is really God's blessing.
真的，有的人有时候到一个年纪，他没有办法享受这样的神的祝福了。
Because we know that sometimes at an old age, people cannot enjoy this.
我们看啊，《传道书》五章的十三节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 13.
传道书五章十三节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 13.
我见日光之下有一宗大祸患，就是财主积存财资财缓害自己。请读。
13. I've seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner.
啊，就是懂得花财啊，其他都不懂得不懂得怎么做了。
The saying that someone who only knows how to make money but doesn't know how to do anything else.
结果是什么呢？
So what is the result of this?
我们来看十七节。
Let's look at verse 17.
并且他终身在黑暗中吃喝。多有烦恼，又患病怄气。
Verse 17, all his days he eats in darkness with great frustration, affliction, and anger.
哎，真的呢，有时候你一直做，一直做，做到身体坏掉了，到最后怎么都在黑暗中吃喝，又患病怄气啊
？If you worked so hard your whole life, in the end, you may be just eating in the darkness and in frustration.
啊，我最近读到一篇文章啊。
I recently read some an article.
他说，一个人到40岁没有生过病哦，可能他保养得很好。
If someone who is the age of 40 and has never been sick, then he has taken great care of his health.
如果到50岁你还没有从来没有生过病哦，代表你这辈子没有很努力啊，你这辈子大概都在混啊。
But if by you're 50 and you've never gotten sick, that means that you have lived a very slacking life.
到60岁你都没有生过病哦，你这个人可能这辈子没有什么很大的成就。
And if by the age of 60 you've never gotten sick, then you probably haven't succeeded in life at all.
这是人家说的，你做参考就好了。
But this is just a reference.
啊，但是我们发觉到，真的年纪大很努力，你真的到老了，有时候生病了，你想要吃想要喝就没有办法了嘞。
But it's truly indeed that you know when you work a hard life all your life, and when you're older, you might not be able to enjoy.
我记得前几年小弟啊生病了哈，待在医院里面待了几天。
A few years ago, I got sick.
那当时是又吐又拉这样子。
I was hospitalized and I was throwing up.
医生就几天不给我吃，只给我打点滴啊。
And so I was unable to eat for a few days, and I only had an IV injection.
哦，那个嘴巴真是馋啊。
And I started craving all kinds of food.
我打电话求我女儿，拜托给我带个 hamburger 来 ，hamburger 就好。
So I called my daughter and begged her, please bring me a hamburger.
她说不行，要听医生的。
But she said no, you have to listen to the
doctor. 我说拜托了，我真的很饿呢。
And I said, please, I am starving.
但是她就是太听医生的话了，这样子。
However, she was very strict.
我们一个开餐馆的弟兄偷偷的给我带一些稀饭过来。
So there was a brother who owned a restaurant, and he secretly brought me some pork.
哦，真的很感激他，我这一辈子不会忘记他。
I'm so thankful to him. I'll never forget him in my life.
真的嘞，先生讲，最后你成功怎么样？在黑暗中吃喝了，偷偷的吃喝。那医生不让你吃的，怎么在黑暗中吃喝啊？
So this is what this verse says. I have to eat in darkness because the doctor wouldn't let me eat. I had to eat in secret.
如果我们不懂得在健康的时候享受神给我们这些正常的饮食，
So if you do not know how to enjoy this proper pleasure when we are still healthy,
那圣经上说。有另外有可能一个结果哦。
So the Bible also tells us another result.
我们看传道书六章一节二节。
That is called Ecclesiastes chapter 6 verse 1.
传道书六章一节二节。
Chapter 6 verse 1 and 2.
我见日光之下有一种祸患重压在人身上。第二节，就是人蒙神赐他之财丰富尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能吃用，还有外人来吃用。这是虚空，也是祸患。请读。
Verse 1, I have seen another evil under the sun that weighs heavily on man. 2, God gives a man wealth, possessions, and honor so that he lacks nothing his heart desires, but God does not enable him to enjoy them, and a stranger enjoys them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil.
这真的是虚空，也是祸。你这个一辈子，真的，我们跟会众比起来，大家都拥有很多，不是吗？
So this is completely meaningless. If we compare to other people, then we do
African
have,
people.
Oh, if we compare ourselves to African people, we do have a lot.
我们这其实真的不缺什么，我们真的不缺吃，不缺穿嘛。
We are indeed not lacking in eating or clothing.
但是我们呢、啊，不懂得，我们又只赚，一直花财，花财，花财，花到入棺材，人生就是这样子。
However, we do not understand this, and we work until to make money until the day we die.
这里讲说到最后是啊，神没有办法让人吃用呢，反而外人呐、啊。来吃来用我们的啦。
So in the end, what happens is that you're unable to enjoy what God has given you, and a stranger enjoys them instead.
就像主耶稣所说那个故事啊。
So this is the story that God has as Jesus.
那个财主啊，他拥有很多，他对自己的灵魂讲说：“你可以吃喝快乐，安安逸逸的过日子啦。”
The wealthy man told himself that, "Oh, I possess so much, I can live happily and eat and drink."
但是有一个声音跟他讲。
The voice tells him,
今天晚上要你的灵魂，你所积存的要归给谁呢？
If today your soul is taken away, where would all your possessions be?
你看我们这一辈子大家都省吃俭用，大家都留给孩子。
Our lives have been working so hard to save up money for your children.
但是如果留太多给孩子，真的孩子不长进呢。
But if you save up a lot of money for your children, then your children will not work hard.
等于留太多，有时候怎么反而害到他们呢？
The more you give them, sometimes you harm them instead.
好，所以我们真的是要健康，要懂得享受神的恩赐哈。
So when we're healthy, you must really learn to enjoy what God has given.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说我们要天天奢华宴的，我不是这样，我们是说我们要注重我们的生活品质啦。
And I'm telling you that I'm not saying that you should live in luxury every day, but you should really take care of your living quality.
我们不是说你不要追求属灵的，因为圣经讲哦，只要一个人如果只重视吃喝哦，那个是没有什么益处的。
We're not saying that you do not have to care about your spiritual life because those people who only care about what you eat and drink has no purpose in life.
但是我是说，我们也不要这样子忙到哦，这个很简单的身体都不照顾，那个该我们的，我们都不去享受我们劳碌的份啊！这个也实在是哦，太辛苦了啦。
We shouldn't work to the point that we don't take care of our health, and we shouldn't work to the point that we don't care about our life.
人生很短，你积这么多，你到底要归给谁呢
？You've saved up so much, and who do you want to give them to?
我最近听到一个姐妹，她很感慨的说，我很难忘记她所说的话。
I recently, a sister told me that she really regrets something.
她得癌症了。
She was diagnosed with cancer.
受了很多的苦。
So she lived very difficultly.
她跟我讲，她说哦，她以后的孩子一定不要嫁给留学生。
She told me that I do not want my children to marry student who was studying abroad.
我问他说：“你为什么这样讲呢？”
And I asked her, "Why do you say this?"
不了解，嫁给那个留学生哦，我们第一代移民的，大家都很辛苦的创业，然后呢，大家都省吃俭用，压力又大，常常担心没有工作做这样子。
If my daughter marries someone who's studying abroad, who's living abroad, then the first generation that was work so hard, it's hard for them to find a job, it's hard for them to find a proper living.
她说哦，她今天得癌症就是因为她平常压力太多了，那大家又过得太辛苦了。
She said that why she has gotten cancer is because she worked too hard and she had too much pressure.
啊，所以因为这样子常常这样有这种压力哈，所以就生病了。
Because of the pressure that she always had, she got sick.
这样真的值得吗？这样真的值得吗
？So is this really worth it?
所以真的我们可以享受神给我们劳碌的份，为什么我们连这个都不顾，然后让胃坏掉了呢？
So if we can enjoy the wealth that God has given us, why do we neglect this and let our health go to waste?
你看那个使徒时代哦，他们说美好的日子就是他们可以彼此交接，可以拨饼啊，可以大家一起祷告，一起交接波饼啊。
In apostolic times, their meaning of a good life is when they can all live in fellowship and eat bread together and pray together.
那交接波饼其实就是大家一起啊，过着一种神赐给我们的那种美好的生活啊，该是我们要祝福的，我们要去享受啊。
So when they all live together and eat bread together and pray together, this is them enjoying what God has given them together.
啊，小弟到过几个地方，觉得蛮羡慕他们这样生活的。
And I've been to a few places that I really envy their living.
啊，在南加州的一个教会。
In Southern California, there's a church.
很多大概中年人的弟兄姐妹啊，他们都参加一个成人诗班。
A lot of middle-aged brothers and sisters, they are all in the adult choir.
啊，他们这几一些人呢，他们就自己彼此勉励说，礼拜六晚上大家都不煮饭嘿。大家都一起到馆子里面去吃啊。
So they would tell each other that they make a pact that on Saturday nights they won't cook at home, they will all go out to eat.
一个礼拜一次应该不过分吧。
So they do this once a week, so it's not too much.
然后呢他们真的大概有两桌，每次出去都两桌哦，然后呢每个家庭轮流付账这样子。
So because of this, they always go out and they would fill up two tables and would take turn paying for each other.
那个交接彼此团契吃喝很快乐啊。
This fellowship that they have to eat together is joyful.
白天服侍神，晚上又可以吃喝快乐。
In the daytime, they serve God, and at night, they can enjoy each other's company.
小弟到东部的另外一个教会。
And so I've been to another church in the East Coast.
我觉得他们年轻人很懂得这个交接啊，很懂得在一起啊。
And I see that all the youths are very good at doing fellowship.
因为这样子晚上常常在一起，所以他们的那种 bonding。他们那种在一起的那种喜乐啊，非常的美好。
Because they often fellowship with one another, they have great bonding between
them. 我看里面有几个青年蛮会吃的。
And I can see that a few of the youths that eat a lot.
他们也常常带什么一些青年去什么泰国馆子啦，什么寮国的馆子啦。
They will often try out new food like Thai food or Lao food.
我看他们年轻人也没有什么钱哈。
I know that these youths they don't have a lot of money.
那有的年轻人他们很好玩，他们去那个 ice cream 店哈，买一个大家吃这样子。
So it's funny, sometimes they would go and get an ice cream and they'll all share one scoop.
我觉得他们这样也很快乐啊，也很快乐啊。
But this is still joyful to them.
我觉得我们要懂得享受劳碌中所得的份。
So I think indeed we have to learn to enjoy what we get from God.
健康吃喝哈。
And to eat and
have. 第二点呢，所罗门王以为人生美的事情是什么呢？
What is the second thing that King Solomon thought was good?
我们看传道书三章的二十二节。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3:22.
传道书三章二十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3:22.
三章二十二节。
Chapter 3:22.
故此，我见人莫强如在他经营的事上喜乐，因为这是他的份，他身后的事，谁能使他回来得见呢？
22. So I saw that there is nothing better for a man than to enjoy his work, because that is his lot. For who can bring him to see what will happen after him?
如果我们真的可以享受我们的工作哈，在经营的事上喜乐哈，这真的是人间的美事了。
So if we can really enjoy what we do when we work, then it is a great thing.
有人说哈，如果你很幸运哦，你这辈子可以做你喜欢的事，又可以生活。
Some people say that it's very lucky if you can do what you love and you can live.
有人说男怕入错行啊，女怕嫁错郎。男人如果可以选择自己喜欢的职业做，真的是很幸福啊。
So there's this Chinese saying that the worst thing for a man to the worst thing that can happen to a man is to go into a different bad career field.
啊，所以你看我们有时候在美国的学校鼓励孩子选系啊，都说哎呀你们选喜欢自己喜欢的系就好了。
So we can see that in the United States you often encourage students to pick a major that they like.
啊，但是小弟觉得哦，至少哦，如果至少我们要去学习喜欢我们现在手上的工作。
But in my opinion, I think in the least, you must learn to like what you're doing right now.
至少我们要去学喜欢我们现在所做的工作。
You must learn to like what you are doing.
不要做一行怨一行啊。
Don't go into a career field and hate it.
这样很痛苦了哦。
Because it is suffering.
那如果我们什么叫做学习我们现在喜欢做的工作呢？
So how do you learn to like what you're doing?
我们如果能够乐业，第一个就是圣经教我们，你要享受你的工作，第一个就是你真的有一种爱在你的工作里面，要一种服侍的心。
So in order to like your job, you have to learn to have a heart of servitude.
我们来看马可福音十章四十五节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 10.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45.
四十五节，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。马可福音十章四十五节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
所以耶稣来是来服侍众人的。
Jesus Christ has came to serve.
圣经跟我们讲，神就是爱。
And the Bible says that God is love.
我们如果有爱，我们相爱呢，众人就因此看出我们就是耶稣基督的门徒。
If we love each other, and other people can see our love, they'll see that we are surely disciples.
真的呢，你有爱哈，你就会快乐了。
And if you have love, you will be joyful.
所以有一句话说，助人为快乐之本，你帮助别人，自己就快乐起来了。
So there's a saying that if you help others, then you gain happiness for yourself.
所以有人说，人生以服务为目的啊！你这个活着，你所做的工作呢？你想说你真的在爱这个社会，爱这个大众？你这样子，你就会觉得你的工作是有意义的。
For some people, they think the purpose of love is to serve others. Others, if they can spread their love and serve others, then their life has meaning.
小弟以前讲一个故事啊。
I used to tell a story.
有人在访问三个人他们都是在工地里面做工的了。
Someone gave an interview to three workers in the construction site.
第一个你问他你今天来这边做什么呢？
We asked the first man, what did you come to do today?
我来这边就是一个小时十块钱做什么？就是做一个小时十块钱的东西了。
So the first person said that I come here to get paid $10 a day to do something.
另外一个说我来这边做什么？我就是把石头敲成块这里要建东西了，我就是敲成块而已。
So the second person said, all I do is I break bricks.
第三个说我这个做这个事情真好，我要建一个会堂建一栋大做一个楼给大家来聚会敬拜神。
The third person says that, I love my job because I'm building a chapel and people will be able to come here and worship God.
那同样的工作
They're all doing the same job.
大家的心态都不一样。
But they have different attitudes.
我在想我们的工作，我们每个人的工作都跟人或者事情有关系，是吗？
So I believe that we all have different jobs that we deal with different people.
你想看，比如说你如果你是卖东西的
For example, if you're a salesperson.
你存着一个真的我是服务人的，我不只是赚钱，我有一种服务的心在做。
If you have a heart of servitude.
那你会觉得你真的会笑得出来，你真的是卖东西的时候你有微笑，你有微笑客人也跟着笑得出来
So when you're dealing with a customer, if you're able to smile because you're serving someone, then your customer will smile back at you.
所以我们要学着用服务的态度，用爱的心带来在我们工作里面。
So we must bring a loving heart and a heart of servitude into our job.
我们怎么样喜欢我们的工作呢？
How do we learn to love our job?
实际上讲，我们要一种为神做的，不是为人做的精神。
The Bible tells us that we must do this as unto God and not for men.
我们看罗马书的十四章第七节到第九节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14, verse 7 to 9.
罗马书十四章七到九节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 7 to 9.
罗马书十四章七到九节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 7 to 9.
七节，我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。第八节，我们若活着是为主活，若死了是为主死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。请读。
Verse 7, for none of us live to himself alone, and none of us die to himself alone. 8, if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
其实这样子的想法可以 apply, 可以应用在我们每一个工作上面。
So we can really apply this concept to our job.
你不是为自己活。
You're not living for yourself.
你不是为自己养孩子。 比如说你的工作是家庭主妇来说啦。
You're not just working to raise your kids, for example, if you're a housewife.
你是为你神在养孩子。
You're not just raising your own kids, you're raising your kids for God.
所以这样你这个在教孩子不是用自己的价值在教，就是用圣经的价值在教孩子。
So you're teaching your children and you're teaching them with the concept of God.
你不是把这个产品卖给人，为钱再卖给人而已。
And if you're selling something to a customer, you're not just selling it for money.
你为主耶稣啊来做这个工作，因为你觉得这个工作是有意义的。
You are doing a job for God because this job is meaning.
你赚这个钱，你还可以来啊，你这就是神祝福的，你还可以奉献给神啊。
And once you have,
你有收入，所以你就可以奉献了。
And because you have income, you can give sacrifice to, you can give offerings to God.
所以这个也是为主耶稣在做的啊。
So what you're doing, you're really doing for God.
所以当我们有一个为主做，不是为人做，我们就会知道我们的工作很有意义啊。
So when we have this mindset that we're working for God and not for men, then you will feel meaningful.
我们看以弗所书六章的第七节、第八节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
以弗所书六章七节、八节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
以弗所书六章七节八节，甘心侍奉，好像服侍主，不像服侍人。第八节，因为晓得个人所行的善事，不论是为奴的，是自主的，都必按所行的得主的赏赐。
Seven, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not man, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is slave or free.
其实我们的工作都是好的啊，如果你的工作不好。伤天害理的哦，违背良心的事我们不要做，因为那不是善事。
Naturally, we all have pretty good jobs, and if your job was terrible, then you shouldn't do it.
When I say terrible, 就是那个伤天害理的啦。
If it's injustice, then don't do it.
所以你所做的善呢，你有一种好像是为神做，不是为人做的那种心态啊。
So whatever you do, you do it for God and not for men.
所以你的赏赐不是每两个礼拜有一个 paycheck, 不是那个，你的赏赐是直接从神来的。
So you know that your reward is more than just a paycheck every 2 weeks. Your reward will actually come from God.
所以我们不会只在人面前做，我们在人没有看见的时候，我们一样做一个很 decent 的一个人呢、啊，我们一样按照本分在做了。
So we not only work hard in front of people, we also work hard behind people because we know that we're working decently for God.
那我在想，我们这样就可以啊，乐业啊，就是啊，在我们劳碌当中可以喜乐了。
And I think this is a way for us to enjoy our toil.
小弟刚从南非回来啊。
I just recently came back from South Africa.
南非最近抢劫很多啊。
There's a lot of robbery in South Africa.
我去的前两天，一个弟兄刚被抢劫。
A few days before I went there, a brother was just robbed.
那我们就想一个问题啊。
So we thought of one question.
我经营这个事业啊，我被抢劫，你还要叫我乐业，我乐得下去吗？你要叫我这个在这个工作上面要喜乐，我喜乐得下去吗
？If I have a little if I run a little business and I was robbed, then how can I be joyful when I work?
那其实不只是南非了，我有前几年我们在南加州有一家很有名的店哈、哦，那个大概都是现金生意的，那个小偷也是跑到他家里面去呀、啊。
So this doesn't happen just in South Africa. A few years ago in Southern California, there's a very famous restaurant and they make a lot of money and that thief went into the house to steal their cash.
那如果遇到这种事情，你叫我要快乐的工作，我怎么快乐的下去呢
？So if this happens to you, how can you enjoy your job? How can you continue to be happy?
真的有办法喜乐的工作吗
？Is it really possible to enjoy your job and be joyful?
我们如果仔细想圣经哈、
哦、，If we think about the Bible,
保罗在腓立比书说。他说：“我说你们要喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。”
So in Philippians, Paul says that be joyful. I say always be joyful.
那他说他是喜乐的。
He said he is joyful.
请问他在什么样情况下讲这个话
？But do you remember under what circumstances was he saying this?
他是手上有欠的，他是被捆绑的时候想说我要喜乐呢，他喜乐了起来呢。
Paul was chained up and he said be joyful, and he was joyful.
那彼得说你们在百般的试炼当中要以为大喜乐。
So Peter said that in all tribulations you must be joyful.
他也提出了观点说你们的忧虑是你们的忧愁是暂时的，但是因为、哦、你们的患难可以生忍耐呢、啊，忍耐可以生老练呢、啊，所以其实这些患难当中呢都有神美好的意思在里面呢、啊。
So Peter says that you must be joyful in all circumstances because when you're in trouble, you grow perseverance and in the end you grow patience.
所以其实我们在想深一点哦，其实，在我们工作当中有一些不好的事情哦。因为我们身上不是说我们凡事可以喜乐，我们还是可以看到一个一些好的方面呢、啊。
So even when you're doing your job, you can see some things that to be joyful about.
因为你可以看到另外一面啊。
Because you can see a different side.
我最近听到一个执事在见证，我很感动。
Recently,
他见证一个事情，我很感动。
Recently, a deacon made a testimony that I was very touched by.
他说有位执事他开工厂哈。
There's a deacon who owns a factory.
他常常跟员工布道说信耶稣很好。
He often preached to his employees and say it's great to believe.
常常跟员工讲说安息日一定有福气的。
And he tells his employees that Sabbath day is very blessed.
但是哦，他讲完没多久，几年之后呢，讲完没多久哦，连续两个守安息日哈，他每次守安息日，他的工厂就着火。第二个他又守安息日，他工厂又着火，这样子。
But consecutively for 2 weeks after he said that his factories got into fire accidents on Sabbath days.
他说神啊。我这个真的是，我这个跟员工讲的，我都很没有面子哎。
And so he prayed to God that, oh, I feel so bad for saying this because I.
我说你这么好，结果礼拜六我去守安息，你让我的店都被烧了，被烧了一些东西啊。
Every time I preach about the Sabbath day and I go observe Sabbath, my factory gets burned.
他因为这样灰心哦，所以不来聚会了。
Because of this, he was very encouraged and stopped going to church.
那几个礼拜没有来聚会，他的daughter-in-law啊，他的媳妇啊，突然丢给他一句话。
So a few weeks without going to the church, his daughter-in-law told him something.
他说：“爸爸，你想想看哦，大概7年前左右哦，我们真的好像什么都没有了哦。”
He said, "Father, do you remember about 7 years ago we had nothing?"
但是我们现在有这个工厂哦，其实这几年神给我们真的不少哎。
But look at us now, we have this factory now, so we can see that over the past few years, God has given us a lot.
神拿回一点，我们就这么沮丧吗？
But why are you so discouraged when God just takes away a little?
哎，那个只是说他醒过来嘞。
And so this deacon was wakened by this word.
几年前真的什么都没有的啦。
A few years ago, he had nothing.
现在这么多神拿走一点，干嘛这么难过呢？
Now he owns quite a lot, and if God just takes a little, why is he so discouraged?
那是因为他们的店哦，因为烧过两次了，后来他们股东就开会说，哎呀，干脆把这个工厂盘掉算了，不要继续做下去了。
So because of all the fires that they've been having, the board members decided to close down the factory.
就把它卖出去啊。
And to sell it away, to sell it out.
那就5年之后了哈。
So 5 years after.
卖出去5年之后。
After this factory was sold.
因为他做的是那个 PC 的有一些周边的一些东西了。
And he makes accessories for PCs.
那你知道那个 PC 周边的东西 ，PC 现在在走下坡吗？
You know that personal computers are going downhill.
所以他被烧没几年，他们一些朋友聚在一起吃饭的时候。
So after his factory was burned, and a few years later he gathered with a few of his friends.
那朋友跟他讲说：“哇，你真有眼光嘞！你懂得在5年前把它盘掉。你看我们现在没有盘掉继续做了，我们都亏本亏得要死啊。”
His friends who were working in the same field, they said, "You have such a good great foresight because you sold your factory early. Look at us now. After PC's on decline, we're doing so badly."
所以其实有时候福跟祸，你说这个时候看不太出来。
Sometimes you never know if it's blessing in disguise.
所以，甚至我们可以经过水中、火中，如果我们想深一点，跟彼得、保罗一样，我们也是可以喜乐的起来。
So when we're going through fire and water, and if we think deeply, we can be joyful like Paul.
所以我们在南非跟弟兄姐妹这样子，我们得到几个结论哈，有关这些我们在生意上遇到这些不好的事情，抢劫啦、小偷啦等等的。
So when we're in South Africa, we came to a conclusion about all these bad things that happened to us in life.
第一个我们要祷告，求主耶稣不要让我们遇见试探，让我们在工作当中不要遇见试探。
First, we pray to the Lord so that we will not be led into temptation.
不要让我们遇到凶恶哦。
Do not let us do not let us go into evil.
第二就是，如果真的有人来抢，有一些不好事情发生的时候呢，不要反抗。
And also that when they do encounter evil like robbery, do not fight back.
真的呢，有的人来抢劫哈，一下来7个，你以为他只有2、3个，你以为把2、3个制住了就好了，其实6、7个在旁边，你一反抗他，其他的就开枪了。
Sometimes when there's a robbery, you might thought there's only 2 people, and you try to fight back to them, but then there might be more people waiting outside.
所以耶稣讲的话其实是针对这种事情。耶稣说，如果有人哦，给你打左脸，你右脸要给他打。拿你的里衣外衣要给他，要你走一里路，你陪他走2里路啊。
So Jesus Christ also teaches that if other people slaps you, give them the other cheek, and if they take your inner garment, you give them your outer garment. And if they ask you to walk 1 mile with them, you walk 2 miles with them.
因为人生有时候遇到凶恶、哦、你越反抗越糟糕、啊、
Because sometimes when you encounter evil, the more you fight back, the worse it is.
哎，反正钱再赚就有，只是少赚一点而已啦，哦，损失一点而已啦。
You can always make back the money, so it doesn't matter if
you lose a little bit. 我们过来觉得，如果遇到恶的事情的时候呢，我们要那个时候要心中祷告。
So when you encounter evil, you must pray in your heart.
我记得在美国有一个同龄，他也见证他的店被人家抢。
I remember once a member testified about how his shop was robbed.
但是那个抢匪在他面前，在抢匪面前，他就开始讲哈利路亚，开始灵言祷告。
But right in front of the robber, he started praying.
哎，那个抢匪吓一跳啊。
He said hallelujah, and this robber was shocked.
哎，后来就说哦，开玩笑，就跑掉了。
And so the robber said, "Just kidding," and he went away.
哎，所以祷告有时候有神额外的保守。
So when he prayed, he really received protection from
God. 那在我们在那边检讨，我们说，如果遇到什么事情，我们也要自己要检讨，说，哎，我们是不是在神面前有做不对的事情，还是有没有遇到我们需要改进的事情？如果我们在工作上不顺利的时候
We must always self-examine ourselves. If we're encountering troubles in our work, then we must ask ourselves, is there something that we've done wrong?
啊，因为圣经讲，患难中的时候，我们要思想。
Because the Bible tells us that we must meditate and think in our affliction.
啊，最后无论何什么事情发生，我们在工作当中呢，我们要学习感恩。
So no matter what happens, we must learn to give thanks.
那凡事感谢啊。
Must give thanks always.
在不好的事情上面，你都可以看到正面的那个方面呢。
Because there's always a positive side in anything negative.
有一次我听一个长老见证。
Once there's an elder who gave a testimony.
当时有个弟兄，他们家烧掉了。
There's a brother whose house was burned down.
那个弟兄站在旁边，一直笑，一直笑，这样。
His brother was standing on the side laughing.
那个隔壁邻居说：“你疯了，你疯了，那不是你家，你疯了，怎么还这么高兴呢？”
So the neighbors, are you crazy? Are you crazy? That's your house. Why are you so happy?
啊，感谢主啊！我们家里的人呐、啊，人都没有受伤啊，留得青山在，不怕没柴烧了。
The member said that, but I thank God because we're all healthy. We're all still safe.
这个哦，其实有时候。转一个角度，我们就可以感谢了。
So sometimes when you change a different perspective, you'll be able to give thanks.
所以我们在南非，我们跟他弟兄姊妹讲说，那不然你不高兴工作，你要怎么样呢
？So we're in South Africa, brothers, or members, they didn't like their jobs, and we asked them, "What are you going to do?"
抢了就抢了嘛，损失就损失了，不然你要怎么样呢
？If someone robs you, then you just lose a little bit. What are you going to do?
你很气吗？你很恨吗？你越气越恨，晚上睡不着觉，谁倒霉啊？
If you're really angry, if you're really mad, and you can't sleep at night, then who suffers?
啊，所以真的，人生唯美的事情就是在你劳碌的事上，你可以喜乐。
So the good thing in life is that you can enjoy and be joyful in your toil.
我们最后再来谈一点哦，我们人生啊，我们有什么事情真的是为善为美的呢
？So lastly, what is good and proper in life?
我们来看传道书三章十二节。
Go back to Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 12.
传道书三章十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
我知道世人莫强如终生喜乐行善。
Chapter 3 verse 12. I know that there is nothing better for man than to be happy and do good while they live.
啊，终生。喜乐行善，然后我们就谈行善。真的，人生有一个很美的事情，很善的事情，就是你真的，你除了自己拥有之外，我们呢常常可以来做一些善事啦。
So what is really great for us to do in our life is to do good.
其实现在这个时代哦，不法的事情很多，大家都不敢做太多好事，因为怕被人家诉啦。
In this world, there's a lot of injustice, and people are scared to do good because they don't want to get sued.
啊，但是其实哦，如果其实行善本身是很美的。
However, it is actually very good to do good deeds.
啊，所以我们要有智慧的行善。
Therefore, must do good deeds with wisdom.
啊，圣经上讲，施比受更为有福。
Bible teaches that to give is better than receiving.
你看多加很懂得爱人，很懂得行善的。
You can see that Dorcas, she knew how to love people.
所以她过世的时候啊，彼得来到多加的家里面。
So when Dorcas passed away, Peter came forth to our house.
很多寡妇啊，把那个多加缝的衣服给彼得看。你看这个女人多好，你看这么多衣服都是她做给我们穿的。
A lot of widows came and showed garments that Dorcas had made for them.
哥尼流啊，他还不认识主耶稣基督的时候，他就懂得多多周济人，然后多行善事。
when Cornelius, before he had known God, he knew how to serve others and how to do good.
所以他的祷告就蒙神垂听，神就派天使来指明他人生该走的道路。
And therefore his prayer was heard by God, and God sent messengers to lead him a path.
你看亚伯拉罕看到三个陌生人来到他的村庄里面。
And when Abraham saw three strangers came to his village.
赶快呀，请他们坐树下，赶快呀，端水给他们洗脚啊。
He quickly asked them to sit down and wash their feet.
所以圣经讲他们不知不觉啊，接待到三位天使。
And therefore the Bible says that, without knowing he has served angels.
圣经这样讲，你能够怜悯贫穷人，就是借给神啊。
The Bible also tells us that if you give mercy to the poor, you're actually giving loan to God.
所以其实我们好像坐在人身上，其实是坐在神身上的。
Oftentimes when we're doing it on people, we're actually doing it for God.
所以我们要常常有这种行爱心啊，善行的心啊。
So we must always remember to do good.
那我们觉得这个爱行善有一个 priority， 有一个顺序。
And there's also an order of priority when we're loving others.
第一，我们要从家人开始。
We must start with our family.
圣经讲，如果不照顾自己的家人呢，不照顾自己的亲人呢，是比不信的人还不如啊。
The Bible says that if you do not take care of your family, you're worse off than the non-believers.
所以如果我们有孩子，有弟兄姐妹，他们有困难，我们不要闭着眼睛。
So you have children or brothers or sisters in difficulties, do not turn away.
那第二个就是我们的弟兄姐妹。
The second is our brothers and sisters.
因为大家都是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because we are all children of Abraham.
圣经讲啊，他们在亚伯拉罕的子孙啊，他们这个同族人当中呢，如果真的你要割稻子啊，你要割麦子啊，你那个脚不能割的，你要留给穷人来割啊。那个田里面的脚啊、哦、
In Abraham's times, when they're
就是以色列人呐、啊、哦。
When they're in the Israelites, they have a rule that when they're collecting their soul from the field, they have to leave out the corner so that the poor people can come and pick them up.
如果你这个麦穗啊掉了，你不要捡，你要让穷人去捡麦穗。
And if you drop a few weeds, you don't pick it up so that other people can come after you and pick them up.
我们弟兄姐妹大家都是神的儿女哦。
We're all children of God.
所以如果弟兄姐妹任何人有需要，我们要懂得行善。
So if our brothers and sisters are in need, we must know to give them.
所以我看到我们弟兄姐妹真的有的人真的很有爱心啊。
Sometimes I see some brothers and sisters, they're truly very loving.
有时候看到他们所做的，我心里很感动。
Sometimes when I see the works that they've done, I'm very touched.
有一段时间呢，小弟跟一个六十几岁的老姐妹啊，常常带她出去访问啊。
My friends, for a long while, I used to take a sister who's about in her 60s to go to on visitations.
这个姐妹很特别，第一就是她很会祷告。
The sister is very special. First, she knows how to pray.
第二呢，就是她真的很有爱心。
She's really loving.
有一次啊，小弟访问一个寡妇，那个寡妇有两个女儿啊。
There's this one time,
都在学校里面，大学跟中学。
There's this one time we were visiting a widow, and she has two daughters who were both in school, college and high school.
当然她的女儿不在了、哦、
And at this time, their daughters were not home.
那我跟那个姐妹在聊天呢。
So I was talking with this sister.
这个老姐妹坐在旁边一直掉眼泪。
Oh, this older sister was sitting beside us crying.
看她，我不晓得她在掉什么眼泪，我不知道。
So I looked at her and I was wondering why she was crying.
那访问大概一个小时结束了，我们就出去了。
And after the visitation ended in about an hour, we went away.
那我就问这个姐妹说，那个某位妈妈，你干嘛一直叫掉眼泪啊？
So I asked this elderly sister, why are you shedding tears?
她说，哎呀，那个传道啊，以后要来看这种人哦，你要早点告诉我，怎么没有告诉我呢？
And she said, oh.Pastor, how come you didn't tell me that we were visiting her? Next time you should tell me first.
我说为什么要告诉你呢？
And I asked her, why should I tell you first?
她说你不知道，这个是寡妇耶，我怎么可以空手来呢？
And she said, because she's a widow, how can I come empty-handed?
哦，因为她因为空手来，她很自责。
She felt really badly about coming empty-handed.
那个寡妇那个时候真的没有收入了。
Because that widow at that time, she really had no income.
那又有两个小孩子要养。
And she was still raising two children.
所以我看到她真的一直掉眼泪，就是因为她空手来访问这个寡妇，所以她一直掉眼泪，因为她真的很有爱心。
So this elderly sister, she had much compassion for this widow, and she kept crying.
下次要访问这个寡妇，我就跟她讲，什么时候我们要去访问这个人了、哦？
Also, the next time we were visiting this widow again, I would tell her that, oh, we were coming to.
我看她准备一大堆泡面跟米啊，我都带着。
And so this elderly sister prepared a lot of food, instant noodle and rice.
真的，这个是真的是很有爱心啊。
She truly had a lot of love.
我们说，我们真耶稣教会如果有人有需要，我们不可以让我们的弟兄姐妹当乞丐。
So we must remember that in TJC Church, we must help the poor members of our family. We shouldn't let them be beggars. If we see someone in need, we must tell church. The church will establish a charity fund.
A charity fund.
You don't have to help them in secret. When you help them in secret, they'll thank you. If you don't want to help them directly because they will thank you, you will be able to help them through a charity fund set up. Because this fund is managed by a church. So the church will understand if this person is really in need or not. And if this person is really in need, this person will give thanks to God and not you.
那这样子呢, 他感谢神,
and in this way, this person gives thanks to God and you also give glory to God.
我们也要学学一些美国人，他们真的很会做这种慈善事业。
But we do feel like we have extra strength, and we should learn from a lot of people in the United States who are very good at doing charity.
我们教会的历史当中呢，有一些神特别祝福的，他们也在自己在社会上做相当多的慈善工作。
In the past of our history, history of our church, a lot of members were blessed, and then they were able to do a lot of charity work in the world.
请问什么是最大的善事呢？
But what is the greatest good deed you can do?
小弟姐的最大的善事就是拯救灵魂。
The greatest good you can do is to save souls.
其实我们人间所帮忙的大概都有实际，但是拯救灵魂这是永恒的。
There's a limitation to what you can give to the world, in the world, but if you save someone's soul, it is eternal.
我们看传道书11章第6节。
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6.
传道书11章第6节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 6.
传道书11章第6节
Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6
早晨要撒你的种，晚上也不要歇你的手，因为你不知道哪一样发旺，或是早撒的，或是晚撒的，或是两样都好。
6. Sow your seed in the morning, and that evening let not your hands be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well.
那个传福音就像撒种一样。
So when you preach the gospel, it is like sowing
seed. 我们要早上撒，晚上撒，我们要有机会，有时间，无论得时不得时，我们总是要多拯救一些人。
You can do it in the morning, in the evening. It doesn't matter when you do it. The most important is to save souls.
小弟应该在十几二十年前是属这个教会的。
About 20 years ago, I belonged to this church.
我当时我就注意到我们这个教会有很多传福音的尖兵。
And I noticed at that time that our church has a lot of soldiers for preaching.
到地铁啦，买菜的时候啦，都懂得跟人家传福音。
When they go out, maybe they're taking the subway or maybe they're grocery shopping. They'll learn. They'll start preaching to others.
我们觉得这是最大的善事。
And to us, this is the greatest good.
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们哦。
So may the Lord help us.
我们今天谈人生当行何事为美。
So today we talked about what is good to do in life.
我们不要过分的刻薄，对待自己的生活。
Do not treat ourselves with too much severity.
我们要懂得健康吃喝。
We must learn to eat healthily.
我们要乐业，我们要。 喜爱我们所做的,
we must love our job, love what we do.
我们要懂得行善,
we must learn how to do good.
保罗说这是人生为善为美的事情,
Paul says this is good and proper in our life.
让我们在这种生活当中能够从神的话语得到造就。
So that in our life we can gain wisdom from God's words.
我们来唱诗436首。
Let's sing hymn 436.